Do you guess I have some intricate purpose? Well, I have, for the April rain has, and the mica on the side of a rock has. Do you take it I would astonish? Does the daylight astonish, or the early red start twittering through the woods? Do I astonish more than they? This hour I tell things in confidence. I might not tell everybody, but I will tell you. Who goes there? Hankering, gross, mystical, nude? How is it I extract strength from the beef I eat? What is a man, anyhow? What am I and what are you? All I mark as my own, you shall offset it with your own, else it were time lost listening to me. I do not snivel that snivel the world over, that mouths are vacuums and the ground but wallow and filth, that life is a suck and a sell, and nothing remains at the end but threadbare crepe and tears. Whimpering and truckling fold, with powders for invalids, conformity goes to the fourth removed. I cock my hat as I please, indoors or out. Shall I pray? Shall I venerate and be ceremonious? I have pried through the strata and analyzed to a hair and counseled with doctors and calculated close and found no sweeter fat than sticks to my own bones. In all people I see myself, none more and not one a barleycorn less, and the good or bad I say of myself, I say of them, and I know I am solid and sound. To me the converging objects of the universe perpetually flow. All are written to me, and I must get what the writing means. And I know I am deathless. I know this orbit of mine cannot be swept by a carpenter's compass. I know I shall not pass like a child's curlicue cut with a burnt stick at night. I know I am august. I do not trouble my spirit to vindicate itself or be understood. I see that the elementary laws never apologize. I reckon I behave no prouder than the level I plant my house by, after all. I exist as I am. That is enough. If no other in the world be aware, I sit content. And if each and all be aware, I sit content.